it on a Friday here, Red Friday. Let's go, baby. I am getting juiced, baby. Everybody's starting to get here. My parlay's turned in. Woo. I'm ready to go. The ticket's been punched. It's a five-leg parlay.
You know how I know people are here? I can smell them.
Mm-hmm. Drew's here. Boy, is Drew him. He showed up. He's got the hoodie, jersey over the hoodie. The jersey is a black home Cincinnati nine Burrow jersey. Jeez. The hair's gel, and he is bathed in that cologne from Target.
I mean, even my daughter said to me the other day, we're in Hy-Vee the other day, and we're talking about cologne. She goes, yeah, I don't understand why these boys in high school put on a gallon of cologne every day. I go, I know why they do. They don't shower.
Oh.
Yeah, you get done with PE class, you're sweaty, just Axe spray.
Oh, yeah. Axe body spray. Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, we didn't even have that back then. We just went class sweaty.
Back in my day, we just sweat.
Yeah, but you didn't have that. That Axe body spray is like, you know, you've seen the Family Guy skit, you know, where the cats are dying. That that's what that Axe body spray is. I mean, that stuff is vile, right? And every high school kid and middle school kid back in those days, they're all wearing this stuff. And you might be like, what do these guys stink? It's not even a good scent.
Well, we're going to try to make a lot of sense when we come to the currency part of this, because we do have a new bit that we're going to do every Friday at 8:45. It is our Fesco and Dusty and Mac parlay. This is via FanDuel. So if you want to tail along with us, this is our parlay. It will be a three-leg parlay every single week. So text line, you can let us know, 913-586-7965, live YouTube chat. I'm in there with you all, so let's go. Feel free to chime into that as I roll along with you on the YouTube page. Friday, Chiefs Parlay, the Fesco Dusty Mac edition.
And these odds are of right now. Yeah. So if you go later and it changes, don't complain to us.
Right. So Bob is first with his leg of the parlay, and that is
a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown at plus 155 on the FanDuel app, right?
On FanDuel, Travis Kelce touchdown plus 155 inserted into the ticket as the first leg of the parlay. Mac, you have your leg of the parlay, and that is?
Yeah, man, I've been on Isaiah Pacheco ever since we saw the Kingdom, and they were talking about not only his addition to the locker room, his leadership, the kind of spark that he provides, but then seeing him physically in the preseason at training camp, at OTAs, he's got a burst back. He looks better. He looks like he's talked about working on the right things. I got Pacheco over 40 yards rushing, minus 188.
I want to get to Pacheco after we finish the parlay real fast.
Would love that. The other thing about Isaiah Pacheco is that, you know, he's got Josh Simmons, right? He's got that left tackle, and he can make some separation, give him some room. And
they announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it.
So Bob has his first leg. It is Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown, plus 155. Mac takes Isaiah Pacheco over 40 yards rushing at minus 188. My leg of the parlay is Juju Smith-Schuster over 19.5 yards receiving. This is one that Alex and I really loved. I think Juju Smith-Schuster plays a viable role when it comes to the absence of Rashee Rice. You need that veteran. There's going to be multiple times where that Charger defense is going to keep you to like 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-6. Or maybe there's just that we'll let Juju be him and we'll take care of Hollywood Brown. We'll take care of Xavier Worthy. We'll take care of Travis Kelce. And if Juju beats us at the end of the day, if we lose to the Chiefs and it's because Juju Smith-Schuster had a game, Chargers will take that. I'll take that as well to add on to the parlay, because Juju Smith-Schuster over 19.5 is minus 114.
What is this nonsense about third down? We're not going to have a third down tonight.
Come on,
Dusty.
Sorry, the Super Bowl kind of humbled me a little bit.
No, I get you, man.
So, for that minute, I'm back.
Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown. Isaiah Pacheco, over 40 yards rushing. Juju Smith-Schuster, 19.5 yards receiving. You put all that together, it is plus 537. Fellas,
not bad.
Ticket is punched.
Let's
plus 537. You
it.
Can trail or fade, however you want to do it. That is our parlay. Once again, Kelce, touchdown anytime. Pacheco, over 40 yards rushing. Juju Smith-Schuster, over 19.5 yards receiving. Plus 537 via FanDuel. That is the Fesco Dusty Mac parlay that is punched.
You're big on Pacheco this year, right, Mac? Mm-hmm. I'm big on Travis Kelce this year. Both of them have the exact same number of over-under yards. Travis Kelce, 700.5 over-under. Isaiah Pacheco, rushing, 700.5 over-under. Touchdowns, Travis Kelce, 4.5. Pacheco, 4.5.
On the season, 4.5 for Pacheco?
Yeah.
Put that four leg together and see what that is.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah, it's true.
Are you taking the over on all four of those? Because I would. That's just me. Again, I'm wearing a captain's hat this morning.
The only one that gets me nervous is the Travis Kelce receiving yards. Because if he does start off hot for the first 6 weeks, we can't be biased here. Because what we said that is if Travis Kelce or if Rashee Rice was not suspended, they were going to basically fester Travis Kelce off until the end of the season until we could ramp up Travis. That was not the conversation. Am I right?
Yeah, so load manage a little bit.
If that's the case, that's going to happen week 7 through on, right?
But what if he's got 500 yards receiving in the first 6 weeks?
That's massive.
Yeah, if he's got even 400, he's over halfway. Yeah, that's the thing. It's really those
70
first
yards
weeks.
A game, right? Let's figure 70 yards a game. Yeah. 60. Let's go 60 just for low.
360 yards.
So 6 times 6 is 36. Yep. That's 360 yards. He's more than halfway there through a third of the season.
What does the text line say about the parlay?
913, tailing, let's go. Okay. 816 has got his own little two-legger, pop over 60 and a score, which I also like.
Over 60?
Over 60 rushing yards and a score. I think Pacheco's scoring tonight. Mm-hmm. I think Kelce might be scoring tonight, too.
No, there's no thinking.
I think both those things are going to happen.
Didn't the Eras Tour start in Brazil or something like that? I mean, even if it didn't, let's just say it did. Taylor's tour started in Brazil. Our tour to the Super Bowl begins in Brazil. Let's go.
What would you trust more tonight? Patrick Mahomes throws for more than 235 or Travis Kelce has more than 55 receiving yards?
Well, I would Mahomes.
Mahomes. Yeah. Because without Rashee Rice, the Chargers are going to key on and Kelce still. There's not another receiver that they're really like. I mean, Xavier, right? That's part of the
Hollywood
plan.
Hollywood Brown, man. We're not mentioning his name. But it's going to be interesting.
I agree. I think he could be great. But as far as the Chargers are concerned, I don't think they have him high on their list of priorities for their defense.
Gotcha.
Yeah, which exactly. Good. Great.
Yeah, because that's usually the person who has a big game because you've got a quarterback that doesn't care who the X, Y, Z wide receivers are, who the number one option is. He's looking for the guy that's open. And if you're going to go one-on-one coverage with Hollywood Brown because you're double and everybody else, fine, let's go. Hollywood Brown is basically not played in a year and a half either, you know, so he's got some rest.
6-2-0, watch out for Thornton tonight. Think he may be a burner for these guys. We'll have favorable matchups when on the field. Mahomes targeted him a bunch in the preseason with Rice. We all love Tyquan Thornton. Here, 913, we got to help our 913. Okay, just we got to help out his mental state here today.
Okay.
Man, I'm not going to lie, guys. That Super Bowl has me spooked still. I don't want to go through a loss like that ever again. I'm a little nervous for tonight.
Don't be.
I'm gonna tell you that's fair.
Yep,
I think the Super Bowl should definitely have humbled you. I think the other thing that can give you the glass, because that's a glass half empty look, right? And that's fair to be okay with that. You can be a little shell-shocked still have a little PTSD from that Super Bowl because it was an ass-kicking, drug up and down the field, literally a crap show. And now you come back to the new season, and that's the last thing you have left in the taste bud of your season of football is that Super Bowl loss, the green confetti coming down, Nick Sirianni calling dagger, and Jalen Hurts doing it and completing it. Now you come back, and to fill that glass full of hope, you have these players. You have what Kurt Warner had said earlier yesterday on Twitter when he said he talked to the Chiefs. And I can bring up that Kurt Warner tweet again because I think that's where you have to believe in this team. Yes, they lost.
Yep.
Yes, they've been blown out in the Super Bowl. You have to remember, that's happened before. They lost to Tampa Bay.
And this isn't the 90s Chiefs. And I feel like that guy right there is channeling his inner 90s Chiefsdom. And that needs to be out of your mouth because this is not Marty Schottenheimer. This is not an offense that scores 13 points a game. This is not a team that doesn't know how to play under pressure.
Right.
They had a bad game in the Super Bowl, right? It happens. I know we're not kind of used to that with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, but they had a bad game in the Super Bowl. I don't want you to think that way. That you're having flashbacks is like Mitch was talking about Sean LaChapelle in the interview an hour ago, right? Like you're having those type of this is not the same team. I want you to be positive going into this game because this is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, despite what Dan Orlovsky says, the best quarterback coach combination in the NFL.
And this maybe of all time.
Possibly.
Yeah, it's trending that way.
And this is former quarterback Kurt Warner. He said, as before we go to break, for you that looking at a little bit of needing some hope, some light, Kurt Warner said this: I've enjoyed my convos with the Chiefs this week. To a man, they have taken responsibility for not playing well enough in the Super Bowl. No excuses, no egos. Went back to work, looking to uncover everything possible to make themselves and the team better. Got to live with the results, but you don't have to let them define you moving forward. Sure didn't feel like a team with a Super Bowl hangover coming. So let that get your plums.
And I think right there, like if you were worried, like the gentleman on the text line is, Stop. Do yourself a favor. Don't worry, man. This is going to be fun. Don't let your worries get in the way of enjoying what's going to happen this season, because I think it is going to be real and spectacular.